This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
On your mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio, what's in your mind, radio.com, or you can text 701-226-8503. It is brought to you in part by MyPillow. Mike Lindell's invented the best pillow ever, MyPillow. There's no pillow better for a great night's sleep. No more tossing and turning. It adjusts to your neck perfectly, supports the way you like to sleep. Whether you're on your side, your stomach, or a back sleeper, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott, you can save up to 50% off anything you buy. Or if you're a phone person, they've got one of those too, 1-800-506-9028, 1-800-506-9028, or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, extended 60-day money-back guarantee now through March 1st, 2018, and makes a fantastic Christmas gift. 7 after the hour, it's Todd Mitchell and Scott heading off to New York City. Some of the pictures already up on social media, so you can see what they're up to. St. Patrick's Cathedral and the place where Harry met Sally there in that deli and stuff, so we can kind of live vicariously through them. Meanwhile, you and I got to go next time, and we'll just leave Scott here.
I'm actually going to New York City on Thursday. My wife is from Norway, and her brother is going to be in New York City, and they don't get to see each other very often, so we're going to go down there for a little extended weekend.
Well, how about that?
2-3 days with them.
I'll live vicariously through you, too, Kelly Armstrong. Just make sure you put lots of pictures up so we can all be it's just like we're there.
Fantastic.
We'll probably hear from Scott, by the way, coming up on Friday, as a matter of fact. All right, big show today.
Yeah, first-time host, long-time guest, so it should be a fun morning.
It'll be fun being on the other end of the equation for a change, right?
Absolutely.
You get the callers that, you know, hammer on you now and say, you know, how wrong you are.
Fantastic.
Or how right you are, or whatever happens.
10 years of trial law and over 2 years of state party chairman of the Republican Party. I'm used to getting hammered on. We can deal with pretty easily.
Well, challenge him, folks. He's putting himself in the hot seat today, Kelly Armstrong. So
we got a big, busy day today. We're going to have Michael Howe, who's a state rep from Castleton. We're going to have Terry Steinwan with the Game and Fish talk about the North Dakota hunting season. Rifle season just wrapped up this weekend, and obviously pheasant season is still going. Numbers are down, but people still enjoy the outdoors. We'll have Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader, and we're going to have John Gottfried, our Insurance Commissioner, on. So big, busy day, I guess, which is great because I'm about the only person in the world that loves to hear myself talk. So. But I do have
some
time at the front end, and I think there's something that, you know, when we're dealing with tax reform and all the political stuff that is going on across the country right now, I think sometimes there's other things going on that maybe fly a little bit under the radar. And one of those things, which is near and dear to my heart, is tomorrow the U.S. Supreme Court's going to hear a case called Carpenter versus the United States. And it's an incredibly important case coming through as it's going to deal with rights to privacy on cell phones. The Supreme Court has previously ruled that you need a search warrant to search or to get the information off of a cell phone. But as cell coverage gets more dense, I think most people have at best a vague understanding of how much data gets tracked by a third party when you're using your cell phone. And if people are like me, I spend 99% of my digital time on my cell phone versus a desktop or an iPad or any of that nature. And the key question that's coming up in this case is whether or not when you passively give information to a third-party records collector, such as your cell phone company, is if you give up your constitutional right to privacy. And while they don't get the data from your phone, what they do get is the abilities to incredibly accurately track your calls and your location. And as cell phone coverage gets more dense, the information is more and more precise with less and less data points. So this is a case that's going up before the North Dakota or U.S. Supreme Court tomorrow. And obviously everybody can understand the Fourth Amendment rights to privacy and dealing with your personal PDA and your personal cell phones. But I think one of the bigger questions in this case is what kind of effect depending on how the ruling comes out, as it'll have on the First Amendment. And I can give a quick example. If a journalist is talking to a source through his phone, either text, email, or calls, and that information is all being tracked both on the front end and the back end, if the Supreme Court, depending on how the Supreme Court rules, that information could no longer be protected by the journalist. So I think when we look at these things, we have to look at them through the lens of not only the Fourth Amendment and right to privacy from the government. And obviously the reason the government wants the information is because, and the case involves an armed robbery, so I mean, let's assume the guy's a bad dude. That's not the deciding factor of the particular case. The question is if that information is readily available without the ability to have a search warrant, what kind of chilling effect could that potentially have not only on the Fourth Amendment, but the First Amendment? And I think it's an incredibly interesting case because we are setting, you have legal precedent that was set in the traditional age where you're dealing with documents and faxes and copies, and now we'll see how those legal precedents translate into the digital age. And I think the right to privacy and the First Amendment right to expression in the digital age is going to be an interesting frontier for legal precedent and how we deal with things moving forward.
Fantastic discussion coming up then.
Absolutely.
1-800-228-0550-718-258-0550. Studio WatchYourMindRadio.com, or you can text into 701-226-8503 and join in the discussion.
And also, now Thanksgiving's officially over, so Christmas season has officially begun. Feel free to call in. Tell us what your favorite part about North Dakota Christmas is. I'm kind of I'm a huge Christmas guy. I don't celebrate a lot of other holidays. I have two young children at home. We don't do a lot of thing. We don't do a lot of decorating and involvement for all the other holidays, but Christmas is pretty much my favorite time of year, and I think that goes for a lot of people. So we'd love to hear what your local communities do for Christmas, what you think is great, and what you're looking forward to as we come into the holiday season.
You know, it was fun having a nice, mild Thanksgiving in the case of Bismarck Mandan. The temp was in the 70s, and I know most of the state wasn't quite that warm, but it was certainly more mild compared to normal. But I think we can pretty much all agree that Christmas itself probably ought to be a little cooler, maybe even white.
Yeah, I always wish for snow on Christmas. I think you know, when you deal with North Dakota winters, one of the good things about North Dakota winters is if you can have a white Christmas, it just seems to get everything more in the mood. But yeah. I always say Christmas is more of a frame of mind than anything particular. It's a fun time, especially when you live in a cynical world of politics and the things that we do on a daily basis. It seems everybody's just a little happier and everybody's goes up more out of their way to be friendly, and it's just, I wish we could maintain it throughout the entire course of the year, but it definitely exists around Christmas, and I'm excited for it.
No doubt. We don't want to be paralyzed, we just want the nice white fluffy look of snow.
Absolutely, but as anybody who's lived in North Dakota as long as we have knows, just sometimes you better be careful what you wish for, because you may get it.
Some of us, in Bismarck, remember what happened after last Christmas.
Yeah,
well, actually, last Christmas
it was,
you know, day. I mean,
the blizzard was happening. I mean, in Dickinson, where I'm from, it started at Christmas Eve, and it pretty much paralyzed the western half of the state for the next 7 to 10 days.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, you just don't know. Who do we got here on line one? Tom from Jamestown. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you for taking my call. I'd just like to make a comment on what was recently said about, and I just caught the tail end of it. I think it has to do with the government being able to listen to cell phones, or else to being able to record where the cell phone number came from. Is that it?
Things here. One, the Supreme Court's already held that in order to get records off of a particular cell phone, you need to have a warrant. And I personally think that's a good ruling. The bigger question, I think, is what information, just by using your cell phone, you pass to a third party, which would, in this case would be your cell phone carrier. And without getting too technical or too legal on it, it's called the third party's record document doctrine. And essentially, under traditional law, if you give your information to a third party, and this is the same for when you're talking about something, if you're talking to your lawyer, you're protected by attorney-client privilege. You're talking to a lawyer with another person in the room, that privilege no longer applies. And the same can be said about by passively turning over your information to a third party, your right to privacy no longer applies. The information on your cell phone still needs a warrant, but the data that the third party collects, that's what's the core issue of the case, which is the number of calls you've made, the locations and where you've made the calls. And as I said, that information is being able to track a person's movements more and more specifically every time. And your freedom of movement is, and your right to not have that tracked without reasonable and probable cause is something that's going to be at issue in this case. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But what also makes sense to me is the fact that we kind of live in a different environment now, especially with terrorism, especially with the results of a severe terrorist attack, chemical, biological, nuclear. And I realize there's a fine line between allowing the government to monitor people who might potentially do an act like that and privacy for individual citizens. I understand that completely. But whenever law enforcement feels that they have something that they could use that would prevent a terrorist attack, I think that we need to be far more flexible in that area. And it wouldn't necessarily be a terrorist attack. If they are able to track some of these people that have done these terrible shootings, Las Vegas, down in Texas, and
we'll be right back. More coming up.
This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stutsman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Piper's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Piper's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my hot spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better. Tell them Carson sent you and score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at hot spring spas and pool tables too. You should be too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine, and you can get yours only at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 won the 2016 Watkins Wellness Award. Hot Spring hot tubs really are every day made better.
Take it from the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too?
If you're going to buy a pool or shuffleboard table, make it an Olhausen game table. You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and look for the duck.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
On Your Mind, brought to you by PetroServe USA, Deli Express smoked ham and cheese on White Deli Club, or oven roasted turkey and cheese on wheat, are just $2.29. King size Mars bar, 69 cents. Jack Link's sticks, 2 ounce sticks, are $1.89. Cheese at 3 ounce bags, 79 cents. And Red Bull, 2 for $5, and of course, plenty more at PetroServe USA. Tom from Jamestown, still on with us, and Tom, sorry we had to go to the break there, so thanks for holding on. Got you back on now.
thanks for holding me over. Yeah, I just wanted to emphasize that there, the degree of flexibility should be practiced there when these laws come up and when they are challenged, and they should be in the favor of law enforcement being able to conduct business to the point where they could have a reasonable chance of deterring any type of terrorist attack. And one of the reasons for that is that if we ever do have another major terror attack and it involves nuclear, chemical, biological, we're automatically going to have this, plus a lot more very stringent things that's going to take away a lot of our freedom. So in my way of thinking, we're better off right now to have a degree of flexibility there to try to prevent that type of attack so we can hang on to our freedom rather than have an attack and lose a tremendous amount of freedom just to keep everybody safe to try to prevent another attack after that one.
And Tom, I don't necessarily disagree with you, but I do want to point out that this is a little more of a domestic issue, and we currently have the FISA courts and the FISA warrants that exist for those specific reasons, and those do give government tremendous amount of flexibility when compared to obtaining other warrants in relation to terrorist activity and things of that nature. But thank you for the call. It's going to be an interesting conversation moving forward. It's not one that's going to quit anytime soon. And I believe we have Michael Howe on the line, who is a state rep from Castleton, and have him on today to talk maybe a little bit about how farming went in the Red River Valley. And I know out in western North Dakota we suffered from an absolutely horrible drought, but I haven't talked to anybody out there and just interested in knowing how things are going out there after harvest is over.
Yeah, good morning, Kelly. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Glad to have you.
Yeah, you know, we wrapped up, we were pretty fortunate. We only had about 300-some acres of corn. There's some guys out there with 1,000, 2,000 acres of corn, and they were harvesting well into November with the cold temperatures and even some snow. We were able to finish up right before the snow fell. You mentioned that drought. I know western North Dakota absolutely, you know, was devastated. The small grain crop out there was not very good, and we were pretty fortunate here in the River Valley. We did have drought conditions, but yields suffered a little bit, but not nearly on the scale of what we saw in the Hazen area, Bowman, southwestern North Dakota. Again, if everything was easy to do, easy to farm, everyone would do it.
Absolutely. And how are commodity prices? How's everybody doing out there? What's your take on how things are moving forward in the ag industry right now?
Well, we're too good, Kelly. We're too efficient. There's way too much supply out there. Again, we had what you'd call drought conditions for a corn crop, but we were still able to get 160 bushels per acre. I mean, that's pretty good when you didn't have adequate rainfalls. And similar situation with our small grain crop. The Red River Valley, again, did experience this, you know, the Cass County area, Southern Valley, up in the Northern Valley, of course, they had quite a bit of rain, but in that Cass County area, we had a really dry summer, and we still had, you know, a phenomenal small grain crop. Again, it's the genetic makeup and the amount of money at the federal level and state level that we poured into research for developing new genetic technology. It's really coming out now. We've seen, again, drought conditions, but still a phenomenal barley and wheat crop, and there is the problem when we've got low prices.
Well, and I'm saying, you know, we can't get through this conversation without getting a little political, and I'm assuming, you know, right now everything we've heard recently pretty much at the national level deals with health care and now tax reform, but I'm assuming from the ag sector, the things you watch closely are the farm bill and then whatever potential trade agreements are being worked through at the national level. And are you keeping up to breast on that? Is there anything our listeners should know about?
You know, we talk about tax reform, and people say, oh, the Republicans said they got to get something done. They got to get something done. You know, health care didn't work. Tax reform doesn't work. We're going to have a lot of egg on our face at the national level in the Republican Party. I've heard through my egg friends that kind of plan B, if we can't get a tax plan forward, which I hope isn't the case. Hopefully we get both done. But plan B would be, all right, we haven't done health care. We haven't done tax. How about a farm bill? The farm bill is due next year. I know Senator Hoeven has been working very hard on reauthorizing a new five-year farm bill. Something like that that could go across both party lines. Of course, you got the nutrition assistance program along with all our farm programs. It literally touches every single American in the United States that would be affected by a new five-year farm bill. If tax does not go through this week or the following week, they may throw that under the rug and work on a new farm bill.
And I got to believe that a farm bill is probably one of the most important pieces of federal legislation that ever comes through for the state of North Dakota, given the ag's importance to the North Dakota economy.
Without a doubt, you know, a federal crop insurance program, I think we've seen the effects of it just this year. Kelly, in your area where it was so dry, think about all your neighbors that wouldn't have had a federal crop insurance program. They would be toast.
Yeah, I mean, and obviously farming in the western part of the state and farming in the eastern part of the state are two very different things. But, you know, we own a little farmland out in western North Dakota. So just I remember being late June in the FSA office having to sign some paperwork and just sitting around talking to some guys I know that farm and ranch out there. And I think ranching's the other issue there is with the lack of hay crop and the drought conditions that we had out west. It's really interesting to and sad to listen to cattle producers talk about what they have to do for their herd, because selling cows, you take a long time to get your herd where you want it to be, and then all of a sudden you have to sell half of it, and that's not a thing you can get over in 1 year. That takes 5, 6, 7 years to recover from.
Oh, without a doubt. You look at just the impact and the economy with ranching and farming. I think the average age of a United States farmer is age 58. That's the average age. A lot of these farmers, that they're retiring, they're moving on to the next generation. We have to have that safety net in order for, you know, younger farmers. I've got a ton of friends that are coming back to the family farm. Rural America needs that. And a good, you know, five-year farm program is the utmost importance, I know, to the state of North Dakota and rural America.
Yeah, and I just say North Dakota needs more guys like you, Michael, who's a young farmer, staying in the family business, doing what you love to do, and also getting involved at the political level and doing some public service, serving in the House of Representatives. How's your off season going after your first legislative session?
You know, former Congressman Rick Berg told me, I asked him for some advice. He was a longtime state legislator from Fargo before he was elected to Congress. He told me, if you leave the Capitol on that last day and say, man, I can't wait to come back there, you didn't do it right. And that's for sure. I think I can echo that from a lot of people. I was ready to get out of there, I think, on day 77 and return back to my normal life. But my first session went well. I really enjoyed it. I equated to a college education of the state of North Dakota, crammed into 4 months.
Well, thanks for every
industry in all four corners of the state.
Thanks for everything you do, Michael, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Adam Kelly.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part? Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you, for free, how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. It's brought to you in part by High Plains Apache, not just another sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others keep talking about. In a windy year, Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system allowing you to select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day no matter what speed you're traveling. Customers have made it clear they work hard for their money when they spend a dollar. Expect to get the most for their time and energy. High Plains Apache respects that. That's why High Plains Apache works hard to earn your business. That's why the Apache sprayer works hard for you. That's why when you get right down to it, the Apache is the businessman sprayer. Prove it to work as hard as you do. Apache sprayers in the ET Ag Center, 2701 Eastside Court, across from where Bonanza used to be and where Culver's is going up in Mandan. The Bonanza sign is still there, so you know where. You know where you're at there. Kelly Armstrong, if you're Scott Hannon here, and what's in your mind?
Right before the break, we got a text asking why the federal government is involved in farming, and I think that we can debate as to how much they should be involved, but I think one thing to remember is always that food independence and energy independence are two issues in national security. And also, with all the trade agreements that go between the United States and other countries, I don't know of a single industry that's probably affected more by international trade agreements than the farming industry. And as Michael Howe said when he was on the radio, we get a little victim of our own efficiency, but also we are victims of trade agreements with other countries allowing for grains and things of that nature to move in and out of the country. So that's why the federal government is involved in farming. There are two reasons why the federal government is involved in farming. And we have Al Carlson on the line, and we just spoke to one of your guys. Al, Michael Hall, was just on, giving us an update in the Red River Valley and what's going on. How are you doing this morning?
Life is good here in the valley.
Fantastic. So you've obviously you're majority leader of the North Dakota House of Representatives. We're in the off season right now, but before we talk about what's coming up, I'd like to talk a little bit about the last legislative session, and particularly balancing the budget and how we got through that process as North Dakota Senate and House, and what your thoughts are on what we accomplished over the last legislative session.
You know, it was a challenging session from a money perspective, but we also had a lot of key issues that came up. There were a number of issues, and you heard all of them in your committee on gun control and the committees you serve on. And we also had to deal with a $1.7 billion deficit compared to the revenue we had the biennium before. Now, that's with a B. That's a lot of money. And what we did is we were able to balance the budget. We were able to reduce most budgets by around 15%. And I think most people would agree that with those reductions, they haven't even seen much of a change in their services, which is a good thing. I think it was time to lean up our government. And we did hold harmless, though, as best we could, the human services budget and the education budget, the most vulnerable of our citizens and the students, the future of the state of North Dakota. So we prioritized. I think we did a really good job of balancing that out. We're going to have to, we're still looking for a rebound in the market. We're still looking for a rebound in our revenues. And if that happens, I think that the next session will be a little different.
Well, and I think, and I'm just going to go back to that a little bit. I mean, we nonchalantly talk about, I mean, not nonchalantly, but I think people, I mean, the total budget size of the state of North Dakota and trying to cut $1.7 billion from that budget and doing a manner in which, as you said, particularly with K through 12 education and human services, that's no small feat. And working through that stuff and trying to get it done in a way that we can still provide for the citizens of North Dakota is, I think, challenging is an understatement. How do you feel moving forward with, you know, we're such a commodity-based economy, and we just talked to Michael Howe about agriculture and obviously energy. How do you feel moving forward with the projections we have coming through this interim, and how are they tracking so far compared to previous interims?
You know, the I think that I just read a report from that comes through all of our Office of Management and Budget. And Moody's seems very optimistic. In fact, I think, again, they're just a little bit too optimistic. They're talking about a rebound in the ag economy. I think if you talk to the majority of the farmers, if you talk to Representative Howe, you found out that they're not viewing this as a big rebound yet in the ag economy. And we're, when you're commodity-based, you're at the will of the world market. And I think what you started with is really a good comment, is that we don't always have total control of our markets. I'm optimistic that things will, we're at the bottom, but I see a real slow turn. We still need more people in the workforce. We know that means more people paying taxes, more people buying houses, and it means more growth for our cities. It's a great thing, but we need more people and we need to get back. We lost a number of people when the oil turned down, and we really haven't recovered all those folks yet. And it's a slow turn, but I do think, Kelly, that we're at the bottom. I think that we're seeing the daylight in the future. We see more oil rigs drilling. We see today, at least, a little more positive pricing for the price of oil. And all those things are good. I think if you ask the farmers, though, they'll still tell you that the $2.70 corn, pretty darn hard to make any money in that field.
Well, yeah, and I agree with that, and I also think we haven't seen the total fallout from the drought in western North Dakota yet. As we were talking about earlier, I don't think it's a one-year thing and everything just resets on January 1st. I think the ramifications of that with some of the ag and cattle producers in western North Dakota is going to be felt for years to come. I think one thing that's pretty that should be exciting for a lot of people is the resiliency of the oil and gas industry and the number and our production numbers, which are staying high. And obviously, with the Dakota Access Pipeline and getting our discount down to a reasonable number, those are both things that affect the state budget at a massive level. And I think one thing that we've learned, even through the boom and bust cycle of the oil and gas industry, is that this Bakken shale play is much more resilient than people thought. We're still producing over 1 million barrels a day, and I think our projections had that down to, what, 900,000 in the first year of the biennium, or 950?
You know, we had it at 900,000 the first year, I think 9.25 the second year, and we've been exceeding that. Up until just recently, though, we were well below on our price that we had projected of $47. So we were producing more oil, but we were below our target price. But you hit it on the head when you talk about our session was dominated by a couple other issues, one of them being dealing with the issues around the protests at the Access Pipeline. And another one was the medical marijuana bill that came to us that we had to redo. So all those things that were made our session real busy. But the economy, there's no question that the price of oil has been helped by the pipeline. Thank God we still have a debt of about $20 million sitting out there that we incurred to protect the people out in that area and law enforcement and the workers. And yet that's yet to be resolved. The federal government, I believe, owes us that money. And that's kind of a debt hanging over us for the next session. We don't have a spare $20 million laying around to deal with.
Yeah, and we deal with those issues all the time. I've got a caller on hold. He's been holding for a while. His name is Justin, and he's been a longtime friend of my father. And, Al, you know my dad well, so let's see what Justin has to say.
All right. Sounds good.
Justin, are you on?
There we go.
Justin, are you on?
Yeah. I'm not really the long time. Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm really not the long time friend. It's actually my Uncle Forrest.
Oh, I know your Uncle Horace.
Yeah, but I talk to your dad every once in a while. I lived out in Belfield with Forrest, and I just wanted to tell you thank you. You're doing a great job, because I've never really seen you in person, but I've heard you a lot, and heard about you. I asked your dad about you going to Washington. He said he would never send you that way.
Well, I'm really glad we take this call. I always like compliments. You got anything nice to say about Al Carlson since we got him on the line as well?
Don't push him.
I don't have too much to say. My brother is a fourth-generation farmer. He's doing pretty good, I think, so far. But, I just wanted to tell you thank you, what you do, and it's nice to actually talk to you. I met a few of your brothers.
Oh, fantastic. Well, thanks for calling, Justin. And Al, yeah, and everybody, and for the listeners out there, I want you to know I had nothing to do with that, and I did not set that call up, but I do appreciate it. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure I'm buying that part.
I'll take compliments anywhere I can give them. In this job, people are often quick to criticize, but getting unsolicited compliments is what makes it worth what makes this job worth doing once in a while. So now as we're moving forward, Al, what do you have coming on? Or what do you have coming up in the interim? What have you been working on? But we can talk policy or politics. It's up to you.
You know, I think that there's a couple things that are on the horizon that North Dakota has to be very, very careful with and be watching diligently. And that's number one, the status of the Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, because we were one of the states that expanded Medicaid, and if that were to take a turn or that were no longer reimbursed the way it is, it would cost the state of North Dakota hundreds of millions of dollars. We just need to keep our eye on that. And the second one, we need to keep our eye on what's going on with the tax reform. And as North Dakotans, we should be all in favor of it, because anytime we can leave more of our tax dollars in our taxpayers' pockets instead of the government, it's a good thing. And as you know, Kelly, in the last 6, 8, 10 years, we have continued to lower both the personal and the corporate income tax for our citizens. They today carry a lot more money in their pocket because we have reduced that burden of tax. And now we need the federal government to do that as well. And I find it amazing, the minute they talk about taking away a deduction or for this or for that, the people just go crazy. But on the other hand, they'd be much better off with a lower rate and less deduction. So we're going to keep an eye on those two things, because they could have a real effect on North Dakota.
Well, and I think one of the things to keep in mind with this tax bill as it relates to North Dakota, and the reason this is relevant is because of the tax cuts we've made over the last, not so much the last legislative session, but prior legislative sessions. It's high state tax states that they seem to think don't do as well under this program. But in states like North Dakota, where we've done a good job of reducing the income tax and the deductions that exist, this tax plan seems, from everything I can tell with what is coming through, is going to be good for North Dakota. And at the end of the day, you're correct. We just put more money in the pockets of regular North Dakotans. But I think one of the reasons this tax event will affect North Dakota so positively is some of the things that we've done as a legislature over the last 3 or 4 sessions.
No question about it. And when we, I remember years ago when Senator Nelson, when he was the leader in the Senate, and I introduced a bill to decouple North Dakota's income tax from the federal government. Because if you remember, it used to be whatever your federal tax was, it was 14%. You sent in the check to the state of North Dakota. And when we separated that, it allowed us, and it was a struggle to get that done, it allowed us to now lower our brackets and lower our taxes. We have continued to lower that ever since. And there will people, of course, will stand out there and say, we should have never lowered it because we need more money. No, I think we don't have a revenue problem. For the most part, we have a spending problem, and it's really accentuated at the federal level.
Thanks, Al. Can you hold over the break, and we'll get you back on, talk a little politics after the next break and go into the next segment. That work?
Absolutely. And
tell us, thank you.
What's on your mind?
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
A.J. Thompson & Sons started in 1908 and continues today to provide high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Edison air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom remodeling, garbage disposal replacement, humidifier installation, natural gas, grill piping, and commercial services as well. Free estimates. Call them 223-3393-223-3393 or online at hatandsons.com. H.A. Thompson and Sons. 10 before the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Hannon off in New York City. Kelly Armstrong in on What's On Your Mind.
And yes, thanks, listeners. We have Al Carlson. He held over the break, and we talked a little bit about the budget during the last segment. This segment, let's talk a little bit about politics and moving forward to the 2018 election cycle. It starts earlier and earlier every year. Obviously, at the national level, it's been going on all summer long. What do you see moving forward in North Dakota? Not only are you up for re-election, but you have the daunting task of maintaining an uber super majority in the House of Representatives, and you help out with all your caucus members who are up in this next election cycle. So what do you have going on during the off season?
Well, the biggest thing always is for us is to find out who is running again and who is not. And then if they're not running, who do we find to fill those spots in the legislature? Now, I don't think most people understand that this is not something most people do to make any money. There's not a whole lot of pay in this. You have to leave your home, your family, and your job for 4 months every other year. And a lot of employers are not willing to allow their people to leave for that period of time. So you have to find people where they have the ability to leave their job and have a willing employer, or they're self-employed or they're retired. And with that, you go out and recruit. Now, we're constantly trying to recruit people that are more women involved in the political process. That's always been a call. And we're making headway on that, but it's very difficult to find those ladies that are willing to leave home and come out there for 4 months. But it's something we want to continue to do. And again, it used to be that you could raise $5,000 to $10,000 and run a campaign in a district. Well, those days in most districts are gone. It's gotten very expensive. It's gotten rather nasty in some cases. So you have to prepare with a lot of facts, and you have to prepare for war, basically, Kelly. And right now we're recruiting candidates. We have a few people who aren't running. We're recruiting candidates to fill those spots. We have, like you said, a supermajority. It's kind of funny. The minority party always says that the imbalance is wrong. But the real truth of that matter is that we all stand for election in front of the electorate. They like what we've been doing, and they elect us.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And last election cycle in the House, you had a big slate of retirements. Are you seeing? I mean, you don't have to get into specifics, obviously, but are you gonna have a lot of retirements again this year, or is it a little more stable than the last election cycle?
You know, we have our candidate list is pretty stable, and that's a good thing. There will be a few retirements, you know, three or four that I'm aware of. You know, some where jobs are. Jobs change and they're no longer allowed to go. There's some that are just retiring after a number of years in the legislature. They always talk about term limits. And when you talk about politics, I think people would love to see term limits at the federal level. But at the state level, we call those elections every 2 years because we change about an average of 25% of the legislature is new every session. And that's a good thing. But it's also a testament to the fact that institutional memory is good, but the people decide who they want to have serving.
Well, and I think you talked about some of the challenges in what we have in a volunteer legislature and a part-time legislature, and I think that has to play a role in when you're talking about term limits. And I always say the only thing more dangerous than a part-time or a volunteer legislature is a full-time legislature. And before you'd ever talk about term limits, I think that would have to be the discussion that occurs first. And I don't think North Dakotans are, in my opinion, anybody in the House, in the Senate, or the state is willing to go there.
You know, and we have fairly small districts because of our sparse population. Each representative and senator represents about 14,500 people, and that still is the government closest to the people. You know, the access to us is very accessible. There are not that the office of a legislator is his desk on the floor. He doesn't have an office. He doesn't have a major staff that are running around doing work for him. They have to dig out the information on their own with our legal and fiscal staff upstairs. So, and that's used by both parties, used by all 141 of the legislators. So it is really, I think, a very efficient system. I encourage people to find out, you know, go to your districts, get involved, no matter which party it is, get involved. And if you have an interest in running, you put your name out there and get involved in the process, because between now and the end of March or the middle of April, the candidates will be endorsed, the candidates will be put on the ballot, and from that point in time, they'll be running for the fall election. So it's a good process. It's a very open process, and we like it that way.
Yeah, I, th- I find that people are often shocked, especially when you talk to people in other states about the fact that, I mean, the lack of staff, lack of offices, but I don't think we'd have it any other way. I think people would be real. I mean, I think most people would be surprised to know that the only person in either chamber that has any kind of staff at all is essentially the two majority leaders, and you essentially share that staff, which is essentially two, I believe, with your entire caucus.
Absolutely. Everybody has access to them, and they're in space together. They don't stand on a daily basis pumping out press releases to see how good we can look. They're out there doing the work of the people.
Thanks for coming on, Al. I know you're always a busy guy. I really appreciate it. Have a great day, and if I don't talk to you, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, same to you, buddy.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.